God and fully man, I fully stand saying who teaches this should be fully damned. I also understand you're falling in legalism, believing to be forgiven, you're in need of circumcision. But I want you to grow in wisdom and truth, having knowledge of his will, bearing spiritual fruit. But still in all, I thank God for the light he's given y'all. I haven't ceased praying for you daily while in these prison walls. But these are some of the reasons I chose to write this text. So take heed as you read and believe through Christ alone, you're blessed.
Christ is under man. But still God,
still God.
Let no man persuade you different than this. King of kings, Lord of lords, he is. Let no man persuade you different than this. Souls stand firm in the faith, souls stand firm in the faith, souls stand firm. Let no man persuade you different than this. Let no man persuade you different than this. He's the full essence of God.
Concerning this issue of Christ, he is the exact image of the invisible. God who is spirit through Christ has become visible. Son of God, firstborn of us all, and it's not literal. He's chronologically first, the best way to keep this biblical. So what I'm saying is he was here before all beings. And Christ was not created, but he has created all things. Provided all means needed to save men was stainless. Alone through him were holy and blameless. He's the head of the church with just the body that's formed. He's the full essence of God, man, in bodily form. I want you to see that Christ even rules in this seniority. Angels give him the glory, creation sees his authority. He has prevailed over the law of the lost. And yes, he has paid your ransom, is nailed to the cross. I want you to know I write this so no man can persuade you. But you'll stand firm in the Son who was crushed to save you.
Christ is Son of Man, the Lamb, but still God.
Still God.
Let no man persuade you different than this. King of kings, Lord of lords, he is. Let no man persuade you different than this. So stand firm in the faith, so stand firm in the faith, so stand. Persuade you different than this. Let no man persuade you different than this. He's the full essence of God, man, and God.
So if you were truly buried in baptism with them that was raised up, just as he has risen, his will is to change us. I aim thus, is changed up to seek the things that are above our life's loves to please the King. So we're committed to putting to death our members and every evil desire that's springing up from within us. Our whole plan as believers, you know the goal, fam, is daily look more like Christ and put off the old man. Put on the new man he seeks to use and stand firm. There's no distinction between Greek or Jew. Your peace is through what was done, the lies should stop. Salvation is through the Son, circumcised or not. Let his word dwell in you richly to show that you've known Christ, just to show as you've grown right through the show in your home life. I pray you're encouraged when this is received from Tychicus, written by Paul's hand. Remember my imprisonment.
Christ is Son of Man, a Lamb, but still God.
Still God.
Let no man persuade you different than this. King of kings, Lord of lords, he is. Let no man persuade you different than this.
Oh.